Mobile.
TFW at KM4NAV.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Morning, how's it going?
Yeah, going well.
I get to talk to you on Saturday.
Yeah, I heard that. I figured maybe you wouldn't be as busy or running as late on Saturday.
Got there early, surprisingly. Just about fell over when I found out what time he was going to be there.
I can imagine that.
Get in to do that outage or whatever y'all call it.
Yeah, just for a few hours. It's an outage, and that, they're doing some major installation of some machinery and stuff and piping, and just in case they need something. I know I got to make a Home Depot run this morning, and that, but only got to work till about noon or a little less.
Puts a little extra jingle in the pocket.
There you go. You can always use that.
That's it, right. That's why I like seeing tips on my paperwork every day.
Yeah, only bad part is Mama's off today.
She's off too, but we gotta go to Macy's second birthday party. Our great-granddaughter turns 2 today.
I think this week is Susan's dad's birthday, and I think we got to go over there and visit for a few minutes.
I'm going to stay for the whole thing or not. I'm just not in the crowd, you know.
On that especially, and you'll probably be tired too, be middle afternoon.
We won't see bed about 6 this afternoon.
We're going to make a long day. 5 when I'm sleepy.
Learn how to on this route. I don't have a choice.
I was talking about frost and everything. I guess they didn't know it needed to be in the 30s to frost.
And in the 30s before we get any frost. Last I heard, we wasn't supposed to get down to about 45.
Morning, he was saying 40 and patchy frost and everything, and he done changed it this morning after I done brought all the plants inside.
Come in tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe he just don't even know what day. I guess he figures one day it will. Yeah, it's about 45, 46 over here now.
It is here. After I walk over the park, I'm glad to feel cooler.
That.
We're going to get in frost this morning. If we do, it'll be a surprise.
It's not enough time now to get cold enough.
It's always told it got the coldest about an hour before sunrise.
Due from sitting in the woods.
Well, I know. I used to do that. I got tired of freezing.
Yep, I'm about to agree with you on that one.
They're freezing up to the young guys.
The deer out there at the plant yesterday, they were down at the bottom of the hill, and I was walking down the hill, and I walked all the way down to the bottom and took a left, and they just stood there and looked at me.
I'm everywhere tonight.
Be moving this morning and last night since it was getting cooler.
Back out of the driveway, somebody parked right in the way behind me, so it took like a 3-point turn to get out of there.
In our subdivision all the time, they pull up in front of a house, but then it's right directly in front of the driveway from the house across the street, and it makes it hard to get in and out.
One street, there's a lady got rid of a big Dodge Ram 2500, and she parked right in the traffic lane.
Plane over here because our subdivision is just wide enough for, you know, 2 cars to pass, and then the kids used to, when they were at the house, they'd park in the driveway or in the side of the road so you didn't have to keep, you know, shuffling cars around every day. And some of the neighbors complained. And finally, I just told them, I said, look, I done called the law and that. I ain't breaking anything. I ain't parking in the curb. I ain't doing anything. So just, I mean, you're only supposed to be doing 25. If you can't pass a car doing 25, you got more problem than that.
Law says as long as you got two wheels off the roadway and you're parked, you're fine.
You park up on the grass in your front yard.
So many grand youngins and youngins and great grand youngins now, they park everywhere. I ain't even got a yard no more.
I hear you on that one, KN4TFW. Yeah, I just got passed by a truck with two four-wheelers on it. Reckon where he might be going.
Guarantee it. He ain't going to work, KM4NAP Friday.
Right on that one.
Those days of being in the woods, sitting there, about to freeze half to death. Right before sunrise, hear all kind of commotion, then after sun comes up so you can see, and wiggle the hunt, don't hear nothing.
Right. Probably, for me, it was probably because I scared them all off snoring.
By a bear one time, went in, went hunting. I settled down under a tree next to a creek, and I heard something grunt, so I thought it was a buck. Come find out a bear had tracked me.
In the woods in the middle of the dark.
Got that right. I mean, I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face.
There's so many hogs and everything, you can't never tell what might try to get you.
If we go hog hunting, we'll sit up in the back of my truck and sit in a lounge chair and take care of business.
That for sure.
I hadn't heard of anybody seeing any up there, but if that gets a little bit colder, they'll probably start wandering a lot more, and because food will start getting a little more scarce.
Be in the low 60s today.
Won't complain.
And then I got some yard work I need to do.
Much yard work I need to do, but that baby birthday party comes first.
The house next to me on the one side is vacant, but the one on the other side, they moved and they got it up for rent, and somebody rented it, but ain't going to be moving in for a couple of months. And that thing rents for like $1,600 a month.
Me, those people got more money than they got sense.
I wonder where they're moving here from.
Wonder if they're coming by horse and wagon, if it's going to take them 2 months to get here.
Until after the election.
That's true. It ain't far away.
One of them early poll places where I can go and get in there before, you know, before the mad rush.
Tell you, I'll go vote. Love it when your paper carrier and your customer water sprinkler spraying right in the box.
Most of those people don't even know where those things are spraying at. They just know they're supposed to be coming on. Not the first month after we moved in. It's like, man, it was costing me $100 extra a month in sewer bill to keep the grass green so I could cut it, you know, twice a week. And that ain't happening.
You ain't got to worry about me doing that. When it rains, it gets watered.
It's in my house now.
So that's a big spring running up under my house and stuff, way down in the ground. I said I could tap into that and have more water than I'd ever need, but I think I'm going to leave that alone and leave it in reserve.
Us in Georgia, and They drilled down through like 150 foot of solid rock and then went into an underground stream.
My daddy had a well bored and they went down 28 feet and hit water.
Cable was high.
You find a Formosa tree, you'll find water. Formosa tree, it's those that got the multi-leaf, little tiny multi-leaves, and got the yellow and pink blooms.
Seed pods on them. Them in the field next to my house.
Where they at? They're at water. Old-timey farmer told me that. He said, don't have to worry about me ever running out of water. And I looked at him, I was a kid, I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, you see that tree right there? And I said, yes, sir. He said, wherever that tree grows, there's water.
Lost arch that be gone in here in a few years.
Eating fast. Young generation, the only thing they want to do is sit on the rock and play video games.
Gonna help you when it hits the fan playing a video game. Game, I guess you get shot at a lot, but I can't imagine it's gonna be like the real thing.
They get the games and get shot at each other and shoot people and stuff, and they think it's fun and games in real life, but it's totally different when you have a piece of lead go by your head. Don't make you feel not too good. Definitely have a pucker factory.
CES, hello. Good morning to you.
What's the deer hunt?
You know, I didn't drag anything out of the woods, but I did get to see one, and somehow I just didn't have a round chambered. I forgot to do it once I got to sat down.
Yeah, it always happens that way, and then the next time you go, you won't see him again, right?
The loudest clank in the world, too, when you pull the trigger and click.
Like a cannon went off.
Stared at me, just looking dead at me. There was nothing I could do. I could not chamber another one before he just trotted off.
Is that where you headed this morning?
This morning I'm headed to work.
I'm headed for a few hours anyway.
Deer on the way, but yeah, man, no, I'd rather be in the woods. But yeah, I get to do all day today.
Ed, I saw a deer and a couple of deer yesterday at work and that, and I walked down the hill towards them and they just stood there and that, and they never made any attempt to leave KN4 TFW.
Yeah, get used to. Place up in Tennessee, I've been Keith's Cove, man, they'll stand on the side of the road, never hardly move.
This place, when I lived in Georgia, is a big old field. I don't know, I think a college or something owned it, but you'd look out there in the field, and at first glance, you'd think it was a bunch of cows out there. There must be 50 or 60 deer out there grazing in the middle of the day. Don't let us run you off.
Riding in a gun and spreading the news and slinging papers.
I don't guess I really know your name. My name over here is Ken.
I'm Andrew, and I live actually on the other side of Spartanburg, just kind of up in North Spartan.
I'm headed to work up here at Gossett Road.
There's a 10-point on my place, and there's an 8-point. And there's 3-4 points.
I'll probably be upset if you dispatched one of those.
Got a part of the meat she wouldn't care.
Probably be arranged. After a trophy, I just want to get some in the freezer.
I get it. That's why I've always been a doe. As long as they don't have spots on it, I'm happy.
Yep, Same here. I actually got my very first one last year after 60 years.
I've seen some, but man, I get buck fever so bad.
Actually, ever seen one with antlers on in the woods, and it was just a little spike, but you could tell the way he was acting, he was definitely in the wrong place, and he was nervous. And bright.
Place to go.
Yeah.
At least put on the wall for a little while, but I don't know, man, they get that old. I wonder how the meat tastes. Is it any different?
No, I really don't know, but I have all mine made into cube steaks and burgers, so it probably don't really matter.
And I like doing stew meats, so I can make me some deer hash out of
them. And that.
I'll go down in Union to get mine. He'll give me the stew and the cube, and then I guess all the trimmings he'll grind up and make hamburger meat out of, which I don't normally eat a whole lot.
Burger and chili and spaghetti and... Sometimes I'll use it in a substitute for a hamburger helper.
But have a fit.
They probably never even recognize
it. I had never done that to them. But my oldest man, he kind of snarls his nose, especially at deer cube steaks. Like, man, what is wrong with you?
A friend, she definitely wasn't going to eat any kind of venison or anything, and my wife put it in some lasagna, and man, she had two helpings, and she never did even know the difference. We never told her.
Steak smothered in cream of mushroom gravy. Let it simmer for about 20 minutes. They won't tell the difference. Can't point at deep fried it.
Fork tender.
That way, throw some stewed tomatoes and some tomato sauce, make some Swiss steak. That's good, too. Pulling up to work. Y'all have a great day. I'll be careful out there on the roads. 7-3 to you. I'll be clear. KO4CEF.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. Don't work too hard, and look forward to catching you back on Monday. KN4TFW.
Have a good one, 7-3. Hopefully get you on later.
It's a bunch of construction on 85, and somehow, with all the signs and all the barrels and everything, somebody ended up on the other side of the barricade, about 200 yards down the closed part of the interstate. That's where that police officer was.
They were texting on their phone.
Up, Ed. So it was good to talk to you this morning. Glad the truck got there early, and that maybe you'll be able to get home in time, do a little bit of HF. And that's so I say 7-3. Look forward to catching you on Monday, KN4TFW.
Well, have a good one. Glad you made it in safe, and hopefully catch you Monday. And you can bet I'm gonna be doing some HF when I get home. 7-3 to you, KN4TFW.